It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Did you have a good weekend? Thought about you this weekend. Mm-hmm. Hope that you were having some good times with your family and friends. Can you imagine what might be in there? I'll show you. It's a homemade kit. It's a kit for stringing things, like things like this. And little tiny beads. Well, let's take it to the kitchen. I'll show you what I use it for. Hello. Hello, fish. This is a homemade kit because I made it at home. Yeah, just has a lot of little beads in, and spools for thread, and other things that you can string. I'll show you. Here's a piece of fuzzy wire. Might look good to put some of these on. Just something to make with these things. I've put a lot of these little kits together, and I've taken them to the neighborhood hospital here in my neighborhood. But some people who stay there a while like to do things like this. You know, you can even make a long stringy thing. Spools are very nice. One time I went to the hospital to have an operation in our neighborhood hospital. Would you like to see what I remember about the time I went to the hospital? Mrs. Rogers came with me. The ladies at the admitting desk asked me to sign my name. Then they gave me my identification tag. That's something that you wear around your wrist the whole time you're in the hospital. Some hospitals have a rule that you ride in a wheelchair to your room. This lady helped me to feel comfortable in the wheelchair. The rule says that you ride in the wheelchair even when you don't feel sick. Well, that was certainly a ride that I hadn't expected. There was a nurse waiting for me when I got to my room. She was the nurse who was going to take care of me. That's the room where I was going to stay in the hospital. The nurse showed me the call button. That's like a doorbell, and it's important to know how to push that button, because even if you pushed it in the night, a nurse would come and see what you wanted. Mrs. Rogers and the nurse went out. The nurse had asked me to put on my pajamas. The nurse told me that she needed to take my temperature and listen to my pulse. And this was another nurse who came. She needed to get a sample of my blood. I didn't really want her to prick my finger, but she was gentle. But I was glad that she was quick. And she explained to me why she needed to do that. She seemed to know that I could manage it. And the next day, I couldn't wear my pajamas anymore. I had to wear a hospital gown. Since I'm a grown-up man, I'm not used to wearing skirts. That's not just a girl's hospital gown. If you're a man or a boy or a lady or a girl, sometimes they ask you to wear one of those. The nurse told me that she was going to give me a shot that would make me feel quiet. And the shot just felt like a pinch. And it did make me feel quiet, sort of the way I feel just before I go to sleep. And another nurse brought in a wheeled stretcher. It was like a cart that I got on so that they could wheel the stretcher and me to the operating room. When I had to get onto that wheeled stretcher, I was glad that I had had that shot to make me feel quiet. It had seat belts on it, like seat belts in a car, so that I wouldn't fall off. I was glad Mrs. Rogers was there and the nurse who was taking care of me. All I could see as we went along the hall was the ceiling, because I was lying down. My nurse had gone back to Mrs. Rogers, and they'd be waiting for me when I got back. The people in the operating rooms dress in green clothes. That's the doctor and another doctor. And everyone wears a mask so that there won't be any germs on the patients. The seat belt's off. And they helped me to get over onto the operating table. In the ceiling were some lights I could see, and the kind eyes of the people in the operating room. Even though they wore masks, I could see their kind eyes. That doctor wanted to listen to my heart during the operation, so he just taped the stethoscope to my chest so he could hear my heartbeat. And he showed me this mask and said, "Why don't you try it on? See what it feels like over your nose and mouth." And he showed me the hose that attached to it. And when you breathe in very deeply, it can help you really go to sleep. Funny, I didn't know it was on that long. I was already asleep by then. And I didn't see this part either, because I was asleep. See how people help each other when they have important work to do? The doctor needs the nurses to help him do his work. All of those people wanting to take care of me. When I woke up, I was already in my room. And Mrs. Rogers was there. And I didn't even know it was all over. But they kept telling me that it's all over. And the nurse was there too. My throat was sore because that was a throat operation that I had had. And the nurse gave me some ginger ale. And at first, when I drank it, it hurt. It hurt going down. And I just wanted to sleep a little more. The next day, the doctor said, "You are ready to go home." So I got dressed. And really felt like walking out of the hospital. But there was another hospital rule, and that was that you're to ride in a wheelchair to the door. I could walk fine, but that was the rule. So I said goodbye and thanks to the nurse, carried my own bag. Mrs. Rogers and I went home. And every day I felt a little better after I got home. And you see how well I am now. One thing I liked about those people in the hospital was the way they explained things to me. Yeah, all the new things that I saw there, they were ready to tell me what they were all about. I like to have people tell me things. I like to be told if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told. I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn. And I'm trying to know. I like to be told. I like to be told. Don't you? I think this is coming along pretty well now, don't you? There's somebody at the door. Oh, it's Mrs. Sweeney. Come in, Mary. Hi.
Hi. I want to show you what I'm making.
Oh, good. Come in.
Hey, you're going to like this.
Well, it looks like the neighborhood of make-believe.
In Needlepoint.
Needlepoint. There's the tower and the castle, the factory and the tree. Boy, you've been really working on the tree, haven't you? How do you do Needlepoint?
Audrey taught me how.
Audrey cleans everything, that Audrey?
Audrey cleans everything. Audrey also knows everything. She told me how to get this special material that has holes in it.
Yes.
And then you paint something on it, and then you sew it.
Oh, I'd like to see how you do that.
Well, I'll show you the way I do it.
Oh, I didn't know you wore glasses.
Oh, just for close things like reading and sewing and all. See? It goes in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pull it through, and you have another stitch of color.
Oh, so every one of those you have to...
Right, in and out like that. And, you know, sometimes when I'm working on this piece, I make believe that I'm Cousin Mary at Cousin X's tree.
Oh, we could do that. Would you like to do that with us? Pretend that Cousin Mary's there in the neighborhood of make-believe, talking with her owl Cousin X?
Maybe we could pretend that Henrietta was trying to do Needlepoint.
Good. For the neighborhood of make-believe. You really look like an owl with those glasses, Cousin Mary.
I use these just for reading and doing close things, like looking owl eyes with my cousin.
I like owl eyes. You are a sketch, Cousin Mary.
Where's Henrietta? Maybe I could look owl eyes with her.
Oh, I haven't seen her all day. I've heard noises in her house, though.
What kind of noises?
Oh, it sounded as if she were working hard at something. There it is. Do you hear her?
Henrietta.
Meow.
I'd like to say hello to you.
Meow.
Well, what's wrong with you, Henrietta?
Oh, she sounds like she's crying. Henrietta, please come here.
What's wrong, Henrietta?
Ooh, I'm in Needlepoint, meow.
Your Needlepoint?
Are you having some trouble with it?
Meow, ever. Meow, 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 meow.
Maybe I could help you.
Meow, would you?
Sure.
Oh, Cousin Mary could probably help you well, Henrietta.
You get it, meow.
Yeah, go get it, Henrietta.
Okay.
Meow.
Oh, I'd like to help her. She's so sad.
Gosh, I wonder what's wrong with her Needlepoint.
I mean,
crying over Needlepoint. Uh-oh.
Meow, 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 ugly meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 look, meow, your glasses.
Well, I use them just for close things, when I have to look at something very closely.
Yeah.
Henrietta?
Yeah?
Can you see that hole?
Meow, meow hole?
No, that one.
Meow, all look blurry to meow.
Henrietta, I think you need glasses.
Meow, have glasses. Meow, meow, don't help. Meow, meow, show you, meow.
Oh. Maybe she needs to wear them when she's doing this kind of work.
Yeah, I thought she had some glasses. I remembered them one time before.
Meow, 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 put them on, meow.
Oh, let me help you.
Meow.
Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
There.
Meow.
Now, Hen, can you see that hole?
Meow. Meow, still look blurry, meow.
Henrietta, how long have you had your glasses?
Meow, 8 years, meow.
Oh, you probably need new ones by now. Who's your eye doctor?
Dr. Meow Meow Meow.
Well, let's call him, Hen.
Meow Meow Meow, Negri always meow meow for me.
Well, there's Handyman Negri over at the castle right now.
Hen, I'm going to go ask him to help us.
Meow, 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 meow. Thank you, meow.
Sure.
Good idea. I'll come over, Henrietta.
Okay.
Meow, meow, meow. I'm your cousin, Mary.
That is good news, Trolley. Thanks for bringing it over. That is really good news. Oh, hi, Cousin Mary.
Hi, Handyman Negri.
Read this cable.
Well, I've got to put my glasses on first. Have a little bit of trouble. The platypuses are coming back Thursday. Wonderful.
Isn't I've really missed them.
I need your help.
Sure. What can I do for you?
Do you know Henrietta Pussycat's eye doctor?
Sure. Dr. Meow Meow Meow.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you call him for her? She hasn't had her glasses changed for 8 years, and she's having some real trouble with her needlepoint.
Oh, well, sure, I'll call him. In fact, I'll call him right now.
Oh, good.
Can you come with me?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, she really is.
Yeah, you know, can't get him.
Hello, Miss Polificate. Yes, Miss Polificate, it's Handyman Negri. Just fine. I'm glad you're feeling fine. Sure, Miss Polificate. Miss Polificate, I wonder if you would connect me with Dr. Meow Meow Meow's office, please. Okay, I'll wait. Hello? Is the doctor there? Thank you. I would like him to see Henrietta Pussycat of the neighborhood make-believe as soon as possible. I'll wait. She's going to check on her
appointment.
Good. Oh, tomorrow? Oh, and he'll come over here? Oh, fine. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye. One eye doctor coming tomorrow.
Oh, good. I'll go tell Henrietta.
Oh, fine. And the platypus is coming Thursday. I better go tell King Friday.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Okay.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And what is your word today?
Well, King Friday, I'm really very happy to see you right now. In fact, I was coming back to see you. I have a very important message here. It came by cablegram.
Cablegram?
Yes. Would you like me to read it for you, sir?
I shall read it myself.
Oh, of course, sir.
Thank you. Thursday. The platypuses return on Thursday.
Isn't that good news? I thought you'd be happy to hear that.
Yes.
And also, Dr. Meow 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 is coming over to visit Henrietta tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Right.
Why, this sounds like a large week, Handyman.
Yes, sire, it does.
Suppose you come with me to the LW room and we shall discuss it.
LW, sir.
Large week. Yes.
Oh,
come along.
Yes, sir. See you there,
come
sir.
Come along.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever had your eyes examined by an eye doctor?
Yes, and I've often showed my friends what the doctor did.
We really need to take good care of our eyes.
I'll always try. Thank you for showing us your needlepoint.
I'm going to take it home right now and work on it, Mr. Rogers, and thank you for looking at it.
You bet. Have a good day. Best to your family. I was just thinking, Mrs. Sweeney showed us her needlepoint and how she does it, just the way I showed you about my time at the hospital and what the nurses and doctors did there and how I got well again. When you have a chance to look carefully at something like that, it really gives you a new opportunity to ask questions of the grown-ups that you like. Yeah. And you You don't have to ask the questions all at once. I mean, you might have one question you'd like to ask somebody tonight, and another one that you'd like to ask somebody tomorrow. It's a good way to learn, you know, and to understand. Just take your time about it. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you, and everything I do. I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. We take our time, you and I together, don't we?
Sure.
Take our time to talk about important things. Things that interest us both. We'll have more time for that tomorrow. You and I. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. One, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You're the kind of person that I really like to talk about important things with. Yeah, I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.